Okay, so just a review from yesterday and a segue into today. I think actually maybe today will make yesterday a little more clear anyways. So okay. So again, so if you remember, so we did yesterday a Tosa. So the question is like this, is that what happened, the way Rashbam learns the Gemara is if you wash your hands, then you have a problem doing Kiddush, because Kiddush might be a hefsek between the washing and the meal, right? That was the problem. It's a problem of a hefsek between the washing, the Zidayim, and the Seudah, because you need it to be like immediate, right? That was the problem. So Tosfos asks, he says, hold on a second. But we know Rav, who's the author of the statement, in Chulin, he says that a person is allowed to wash his hands in the morning, Tisnaim in the morning, and have in mind to be masnet that that will count for the entire day. And he just washes his hand, makes sure he doesn't touch anything dirty or tame, you know. And then that's it. He doesn't need to do Tisnaim. He can eat bread later in the day. So he says, how could that be worse? Or how could Kiddush be worse than that? Tell me, Ravold, you can do it the entire day, but you can't say Kiddush? Isn't Kiddush, certainly, if you could wash your hands all day, you should be able to wash your hands during Kiddush. So why is it that Rav all of a sudden has a problem with this little delay in between the Kiddush for the Kiddush, whereas yet he holds it could work the entire day?
Same guy, Rav.
Same Rav, yeah, same Rav, exactly. And the Gemara there says, Rav holds you could do it even Shelo B'Shas Atak. So Gemara has a question there. Does that only work B'Shas Atak or even Shelo B'Shas Atak? But it says Rav holds you can do it even Shelo B'Shas Atak. Right? So it sounds like, so how could this be worse? Right? It's a powerful kasha. So Tosa's answered, no. He says, that Gemara, you look carefully at that Gemara, it only works when there's not water matzoi, when there's like a shortage of water. Okay? You're in a place where there's not a lot of water, or you have water but you need it for something else. That's the only time that whole trick works. Okay? But the Gemara there says, you don't need Shas L'Chak. So he says, yeah, you don't need it to be Shas L'Chak, but there still has to be not a lot of water. So the question is, isn't that the same thing? I mean, isn't that Shas L'Chak, right? What kind of, what's the difference between Shas L'Chak and not a lot of water? Right? Right. So Levi said is like apparently maybe you'll say Shas L'Chak means like really Shas L'Chak, like you're gonna starve or something, you know. And this just means like you don't have water, but whatever. You could somehow, I don't know, work it out. Maybe you get water, maybe you'll, I don't know, maybe you'll eat something else, or I don't know, something like that. But still, it's hard to understand what's the sense of this whole thing. I mean, Manushach, if you tell me this thing works, I should even be able to do it straight away. And if it doesn't work, then I see here saying I could do it Shas L'Chak, but to say that it's because I don't have water, if you tell me I can get by without it, I should have to get by without it. Right? Okay, so we said like this, is that, and also, why don't you say this is like a Shas L'Chak? This is like there's no water. Because here, it's not like you're doing it L'Chachila, you're doing it because you made Kiddush, and you made a wash, and now you have a Kiddush problem. So in theory, he's saying is Rav won't allow it even in this circumstance. So if you'll say that you need to have like a good reason to do it, like you don't have a lot of water, isn't this also a good reason to do it? Because like you made Kiddush, you made wash, then now you have you have to make Kiddush? Apparently not. He's saying Rav would hold this is not a good excuse to do it. Okay? So we explained like this. He said that there's a problem, in a certain sense a problem with the Takanim Tehillim and Tehillim, is that water is a scarce commodity at times. At times you need water to drink, you could starve without water. And to just every time you eat to pour water on the floor and spill out the water is not such a simple proposition. It's like people need water, right? In a drought, in certain societies like ours, water is practically infinite.
In the Middle East, it's not infinite.
Right, but in certain societies, in certain cultures, in certain times, in certain whatever, depending on your geographical location and the weather, the climate, and whatever, you can't just do things like that. So, So we said that because of that, it's like what Rav's halacha is that when the Chazal and Mesakin and Tilis Yadayim, they set up two forms of Tilis Yadayim. They set up the form from Tilis Yadayim when water is plentiful, which is basically you take it from Tilis Yadayim Suda. You have to put every Suda has seven Tilis Yadayim immediately as part of the Suda itself. Can't have any breaks, any gaps. Can't just do it once in the morning, right? You got to do it right away. You can't even say Kiddush in between. That's Mea Hesodas, right? Whatever. And then they set up a different form of Tilis Yadayim for in a society, in a time, in a situation where water is not plentiful, where there's a shortage of water, where you don't have water, or the water that you have you need for some other purpose, where water, the quantity of water is limited. And in that circumstance, the takana was that you simply have to create Tilis Yadayim in the morning and be shomer them, and that's the takana. That's all they required. The takana of Tilis Yadayim itself had built in this case of water when water is matzoy and water is not matzoy. Okay? And if you're in that town where water is not matzoy, where there's scarcity of water, you don't have to measure exactly, will I die if I wash my hands, or that kind of a thing. It's basically in that situation that the takana Tilis Yadayim was do one in the morning. It doesn't have to be measured on a case by case basis. It's just that you don't need the Shas Adchak itself. That right now, let's say I'm in that town, and I have bread and I have crackers. So do you say I'm chayiv to eat crackers, and this way I won't have to wash? And he says, no, I don't have to. In that town, I'm allowed to eat bread, and I'm allowed to just rely on until the end of the morning. You don't need Shas Adchak, it's absolutely, there's nothing else you could do, you know? It's just in that town, that's what the Kohen Gadol's dying. The takana was not to do it every meal, it was to do it once in the morning. That's what Rav held. Right? That's what Rav held. You don't need Shas Adchak. Shas Adchak would mean you have to make sure it's absolutely necessary. That's not Rav held, you don't need that. But he held that when you're in that town, then all you have to do is in the morning. But, in normal case, if you're not in that town, so then you have to be in Sarfit immediately next to the Suda. So in our case of Kiddush, so it's not that town, it's not a town where there's no water. Then do it with no water. It's a separate thing. If you have a Kiddush problem, okay, so work it out. If there's a way to work it out, you have to work it out. Right? That's what he said yesterday. And it makes sense with something we said earlier, is that in Tilis Yadayim there are two things. There's the Taras Yadayim, and then there's the Kiyam of attaching the Tilis Yadayim to your Suda. So it's saying is the Taras Yadayim is non-negotiable. That's the very halach of Takana Tilis Yadayim. And that, they says, you could accomplish by doing once in the morning. And then wash your hands will be tahor. But then there's a secondary thing, which is that building a ma'isin atila into your suda, that is for certain cultures. That is for certain civilizations. That they built in, that's not an intrinsic rukum ha'chiv, but it's a chiv when you're in a society which has mayim etzuyim. When you're in time with mayim etzuyim. But if mayim is not matzoy, then that's not the chiv. Okay, so now we wanted to know is what's the Gemara there said that this trick, it's machlokas, whether this trick works even if it's not Shas Adchak, like Rav, or do you say that this trick, washing in the morning, only works with Shas Adchak? Right? So we didn't explain that Shita. The Shita who holds that this trick only works with Shas Adchak. We explained the Rav holds it works not Shas Adchak. Right? But we didn't explain the ones who say that it works even Shiloh v'Shas Adchak. I'm sorry, only v'Shas Adchak. That we didn't explain. So just to get the machlokas, I think this is what Mark is saying, but I think to simplify it a little bit, is that Rav's saying a chiddush. What he was just saying is there's two halachas in Tilis Yadayim. There's one halacha in Tilis Yadayim is the Taras Yadayim. The other halacha is this kiyum of take after the Suda, building it into your Suda, right? Now Rav's saying is that they're never masakin, they're only masakin this kiyum of the Suda in a certain type of a society. Certain civilization. Another one, they weren't masaking it. Right? So if you live in that town, then you don't have to do it. Then you just do it in the morning. If you don't live in that town, you're not in that situation, then you have to. That's Rav's Kaddish. But the Chacham don't buy that. They just hold, listen, there's two halachos, two things which are part of the Takana Tilis Yadayim. And this maybe Matt was bothering you. They just hold, look, the Takana Tilis Yadayim has two things. There are two aspects. There's Taras Yadayim and there's a Kiyam. And you chayav do them both. Now look, if it's Shas Adchak and you simply can't do the takeif, because you can't, So then you do nothing? So he says, no, you don't do nothing because you can still have Taharas Yadayim. So you can wash your hands in the morning and you still have Taharas Yadayim. Wash your hands, all, you guard your hands all day long. So this way you still have it. But the takana is a constant takana. It's just saying when it's Shas Chag and you can't do it, it doesn't mean that you have nothing. You just minus out that aspect and you have the other one. But you can't do it if it's not Shas Chag. Because you're really doing is you're dropping out a part of the chova until Zayim. You're the chayiv to do it before every single suda, and that was the takana. Now, just saying is shas adchak, so you still like an anus. Right? And that was what I said before. Then it's an anus. It's an anus, fine. So what are you going to do? So don't do it until Zayim altogether? It says no. Because the aspect of Taharas Yadayim, you can still do. I mean, unless, like Marcus, you were saying, unless you mamish have zero water, if you have zero water, then you're not going to even be able to do the morning one. But in general, to be able to do a little bit in the morning, that's like reasonable. You know, I guess it's saying that's the more and more normal of a case. So the saying is that if... So that's what the second sheet is holding. Is that...
Are you making this thing on here or in the base matter?
But that's the question. Is that according to Rav, the very takana itself was only in a certain society. That when it's society with Maimon Mitsuyim, so then the halacha was you have to do both Taharas Yadayim and this Tekef, build it into the Suda. So if it's not in that society, you don't have to. You don't need Shas Tchak. But the Chachamim argue that they don't buy that it's limited to a society. They just say the Takana was you're always chayav to do both. Now if it's Shas Tchak and you simply can't do it in every Suda, because you can't, Mamish can't, it's Shas Tchak, so then fine. So then you just at least do the Taharas Yadayim in the morning to do that. But if it's not Shas Tchak, you have no right to do that. In order to get rid of that aspect of it. So that's Rav's Chiddush, that they built into the very takana that the Machayiv is dependent upon the situation of Mayim and Suyim. Right? The other Shita doesn't hold that. He holds they just set it up intrinsically, it was time to do them both. So the only Machayiv to not do it is Shas Tzalak, like any other halacha, it's like an honest. I mean, I would think is that according to everybody, I would think, I'm not sure, but ladies are asking, what's the matir according to Chacham, the matir to eat? I mean, I'm not sure if there's exactly an iser to eat. I'm not sure what you mean by that exactly. I mean, it could be, look, in order before you eat, you're chayiv to do until Zidayim. So you're chayiv to do until Zidayim. Both aspects. Yeah, it's not like a berchananim, right? Like it's an iser. It's just a chova, and the reason you can't eat is because you have to wash. But like for instance, like Mark said, I think there's a halacha if you don't have water between 72 mil or on us to 4 mil away, you have no water. You're traveling on the road, and you don't have water around or whatever, so then you don't have to wash. So there's a p'torim. So you don't say I, but it's also to eat. But I don't think there's an iser with a mati. I think it's just a chova. So of course you have to wash. So it's a chiyuv. But now the chiyuv is to do both aspects. But if we're an honest on one and not the other, so then you have to do the first one. So the iser to eat is whatever you're chayiv to do, you're not allowed to eat before you do that chiyuv. So Mark doesn't take it further. Not much, but I mean just to give some sense of it, it's like they're setting up the Tekon Tehillah Zidayim. And they know that there's going to be times in history and societies, and not only in history, just certain locales, that you can have water problems. So, like, how do they respond to that? How do they... It's like there's almost like a contradiction, in a sense, of setting up a chov of Until Sidayim and the fact that people have water shortages. It's just not a reasonable takana. So there's two ways you can handle that. One way is to say you build it in that the takana is only assuming a certain condition. So like make it like conditional on Mayim and Suyim. The other way is just to set it up straight away. And you just know that, look, if it's Shas Lach, Shas Lach. Such a thing as an honest. But it's like, in a certain sense, it's like you're creating like Anusim. It's like you're setting it up. According to the Al Chachamim, it's like you're setting it up in a way that you know it's going to be violated often. You know? That there's going to be a lot of categorical situations where it's not going to really be able to be maintained. You know, so what Rav says, that's like in a certain sense, like you don't set up a takana that's like bound to be broken in that way. So he says, build it into the very takana that's conditional. The Chachamim don't like that because it's like it's much more simple formula according to the Chachamim. The Chachamim is like a simpler formula because it's just simple, it's just always chayiv. But at the same time, it creates this like problem that it's like a halacha which is bound to be like thrown to Shas Tchak all the time. You know, Mr. Matz is a good point. You see, by Hanukkah, says the mitzvah to put it by the window, but if it's shasakana, you put it on your shulchan v'dayo. So you see, it's like almost like piersam hanes. You could argue, like, what's the question? What's the takana? Is the takana to put it by your window? Is it put on your table? So you could say, I mean, there's different ways to learn that sugya, I guess, but you could say is that piersam hanes, by its very definition, by its very nature, is something which can't really be done in galus. Oftentimes in Galus, I'm sure probably half the time in our history or whatever, it's not so simple to just start publicizing doing open public religious performances. It's not so popular amongst our enemies. So you could say in the Veri Takana itself there were two forms. There was the form B'Shasa Takana and the form Shlo B'Shasa Takana. Right? It's like built in the Takana. Instead of saying there's like a chova to do it and then say, oh, well, by the way, you can't do it half the time, and then set up another thing, or then I don't know what, however the shulchan would work, and on us, right, to rather build in that there's a secondary form, and that's built into the very halacha. So doing such a thing on the one hand creates like a cumbersome leveled, you know, dual structure. At the same time, it creates like a valid, you know, valid tzura, given all circumstances, given that the other circumstances are reasonable. I mean, it's always going to be Shas Tzachak, but I guess that's Rav's argument. Shas Tzachak shouldn't be like a Lechachila. Shas Tzachak is like a rare case. Shas Tzachak shouldn't be like a, you know, something which is a common cultural thing. I mean, having water is very much, it's pretty common to have a, not nowadays, even nowadays somewhat, but back then it was fairly common to have a place where water wasn't Mitzuyim. So to set up the takana in a way that you're going to be using Shas Tzachak very frequently, it's to, don't set it up that way. Set it up in a way that lends itself, that's reasonable for people to keep. It's reasonable to be maintained and not just have to sort of call Shas Tzachak all the time. But the other hand, the Rabbanu is saying, look, we'll just set it up normal. And look, if you can't do it, you can't do it. Turns out, though, Rav's is more makel, because now in these towns, according to Rav, you don't have to think about it. According to everybody else, you can really have to start chesvening out. Is it really Shas Tzachak? Is it really, you know? It's much more tricky. You know? Like, for instance, in that town, let's say they could eat mizonos instead of hamotzi. Maybe they'd be chayav to. Is it really Shas Tzachak? If you can't get water, but you can't get water, but what, do you really need to eat bread right now? Maybe you could have mizonos, which is equally filling. You know, I don't know exactly how you start measuring these things, but it's going to create a difficult life for people if you're going to have to measure out every single time if it's not clock. So now you have like this. I mean, the Tom answers the question differently. Again, what was the question of Tosis? The question was, is on the one hand, you're telling me that you have a problem here. You wash, then, oh, can you make Kiddush? No, you got a problem. How can you make Kiddush? Because of me Hafzik. At the same time, you tell me you could wash in the morning and be masana, that it will last for the entire day. And it's the same Rav who's saying they're both. So Rav Tam, which is found in Chulin, on Kovav Mabez, the bottom Tosavos, he says, and tell me what do you think he means here, but V'omer Rav Tam, dehani mili kishem masana shachris. Because the way the Gemara says it is, no to adam shtei adav shachris, you wash your two hands in the morning, u'masana le'en kol yom kula. Be masna the entire day, right? So this is one minute a ton. The hani mili kishem masna shachris. That only works if you're masna shachris, right? So therefore, but here in our case, you weren't masna shachris. So what does he mean by that? Two choices for you. Maybe it's clear what he means, but I have two different options. Does he mean that it only works if you washed, when you washed, at the time of your washing itself, you had in mind that it was going to go for a while, right? But here, since when you washed, you didn't know that you were going to do Kiddush, that was the whole point, you made a slip, you mistakenly washed, and you didn't have it in mind that at the time of the washing, therefore it's not going to work. Can't change your mind after you already washed. That's one way to interpret the answer, right? That's what my father was suggesting yesterday. Or do you say he means that no, it only works when in the morning you have this tonight. It only works to Shemasana Shachars. This is like an all day phenomenon where in the morning you wash and that goes for the whole day. But you can't do it in the middle of the day.
Why not?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know the svara for that. I'm just saying is the simplest reading of what he's saying is saying kishamas and shachars. I mean, I'd rather say lav dafka.
Just quoting the case.
You're just quoting the case. Yeah, I mean, masna until shachar, masna. I know that's what I like to say. I think I forget. I saw the base yesterday. Someone said that. Said that line. But I mean, I know I'd rather say that. That's what I'd like to say because I don't really. It doesn't really sound like it makes sense. You tell me if I do it in the morning, I can do it. But if I, let's say, in the morning I have water and then I want to do it at lunchtime for the rest of the day, I can't do it because it's not the morning anymore. What's the difference, right? Or if I want to do it like right before my meal. You know, I know I'm going to go on an airplane at, you know, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and I know I'm not going to have water on the airport, whatever, so I can't do it. What's the difference if it's the morning or if it's not? So, yeah, I don't know. In theory, you know, if you want to be creative, maybe you come up with some sort of svara why morning is like some sort of an all-day strength phenomenon, and you wash in the morning, and then, I don't know. Perhaps there's a way to... I saw, actually, the Ramah said... Ma wanted to say that this whole thing only works if you do. This is interesting, actually. Maybe that's what he means. He says it's like you can't just, like, let's say I want to eat bread. You can't just say, you know what, I'm going to wash now and I'll eat in 10 minutes. He says you can't do that because the halacha is until 9 minutes. We take off, right? He says this is talking about where you wash for something else. You're not washing for your meal. You're washing because you came out of the bathroom. Something like that. You're washing because it's the morning and you wash hands in the morning. And then you could have in mind that that washing is going to cover you for your bread for the entire day. He says, because then it's like, so you're not like directly washing not takeif. You're washing for another reason. And then you're just saying, is that's creating the diamond and I'm just going to use that. So you could rely on that. But to lechachila, like wash for bread early, like, not take it if he says that you can't do. It has to be like where it's some other purpose. I'm not sure if it makes sense exactly because when you say, look, so I'll just wash, you know, like, was it because I'm trying to do it for Tizadayim? It's, I don't know. I think it's Ramos Kiddush. I wasn't sure if I saw that elsewhere, but it's interesting. You know, so you could argue, so it means Master Shachas and you're washing in the morning, but not when you're the Dafka doing it until Tizadayim. If you're doing it until Tizadayim for the sake of Tizadayim, then. Yeah, but it's not shachas. The point is, I guess it's not shachas. Yeah, I don't know, I'll leave that alone. So let's say he means a simpler way. A simpler way. That it just means, Rabbi Nathan's saying, it only works if you have in mind when you do the Nantila. But if you have in mind after Nantila, it's too late. Right? So then it would be machlokas between Rabbi Nathan and the Ri. Because apparently the Ri or Tosos isn't holding by this. Because the whole premise of the question is that it doesn't matter when you have in mind. In theory, you should be able to have in mind afterwards also. So why don't we try to define that? Rabbi Natam holds that this whole trick only works when you have in mind beforehand. And Tosfos, you know, Tosfos who gives the other answer holds, no, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, you could have in mind right afterwards also. Doesn't make a difference. Either way, as long as you're going to wash your hands and be careful, it's fine. Answer in Tosfos, like our Tosfos, by us, in Pesachim. It says that Kasha, it says, on the one hand, Rav says you can wash your hands in the morning, on the other hand, you can't have Kiddush at half six. What's his answer? Oh, because it only works in the morning when you don't have one in my Mitzuyim. But this works not. But why didn't Tosfos just say, what do you mean? Our case, you weren't Masna.
Right.
So apparently Tosfos holds you don't need that. Right? Apparently Tosfos holds that it works. In theory, it should work, even if you're not Masna. That's why he has to be Mechalik between the fact that you're in the city that, you know, which is whether my Mitzuyim is not Mitzuyim. What?
What works
there? The halacha is, let's say you're in that city.
Mm-hmm.
According to the Rav, let's say according to Rav. According to the first answer, our answer in Tosfos. Okay. You're in that city, and you wash and you do this Kiddush thing. You wash your hands, and then you decide you want to be, you know, say Kiddush. Would you be allowed to? So I say, yeah, and that city is an halacha take us.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not, you don't have to be masna in advance. It doesn't matter. There's no halacha you have to be masna in advance in that city. He's not holding anything about masna in advance. Right? I mean, Tom is saying that the whole thing of washing hands in the morning only works if you're masna in advance. Right? Before, if you have in mind, before you wash, this washing is going to cover me for later. But it's not going to work if you don't have that in mind. I mean, the Tosas didn't hold anything like that. He just held it works automatically. Right? Presumably, with the Gemara, the way the other Shita will say Masna means It's a nodal in the shachris. Umasna and kalyam kula will mean it's like you have in mind that they're going to go for the whole day. So you watch them, you guard them, you maintain their taira for the entire day, but not that you're masna in the when you wash. In fact, Tosas by us, the Tosas in the Peretz. I have this fancy gemara quotes the Peretz. He says, "Ein lecha hasna'a gedola v'niras mizu." There's no greater hasna tanai and clear and great tanai than this, because you're about to eat right away. So he's learning masna masmi, and it's like you're having in mind that this netila is going to work for the entire day. But it's not like a tanai, like, I mean, you have to explain, I guess, what it means. I don't want to say it so much here, but to explain what it, they have to explain what they mean by masna, but apparently not the same thing as the Rebbe Tam does. The difference is Rebbe Tam maintains that you do it before you wash, whereas the other shittos holds you could even do it right after you wash, because you right after you wash your hands are tahar, and then normally your hands will become tameh because your daim is kind of the same, you'll start touching things. But your masna presumes you'll just be guarding them la'achila. Your masna is you think, I want this until it's worked for me for all day. And then what are you going to do? You're going to guard them, you're going to watch them, you're going to stand on top of them. So you're not going to allow it to elapse like you normally would. So maybe it's like this, is that Rabbeinu Tam is holding. See, the problem is that we said there's two halachas in Tilas Daim. On one hand is Taras Daim, on the other hand you're like qualifying the Suda as incorporating the Tilas Daim into the Suda, right? And that works through Tekef. Now what happens when you wash in the morning? So the way Tosos is learning is you don't have that kiyam. Right? You don't have that kiyam. So either you're in a town where you don't have to have that kiyam, or shastachak and you can't get that kiyam, but basically you don't have it. You're not really, right. You're not incorporating that into the thing. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam holds is that you could have that kiyam in a secondary manner. You could, and what you want to do is you want to incorporate, you want the until Zayin to like qualify the Kedusha of the until Zayin to qualify the Suda. So there's two ways to do that. The one way to do that is by Tekef, by making the until Zayin soft to the thing. Another way to do it maybe is like through your Das. Is that even if you don't do it, Tekef, but if you do a Netila, which is a Netila on that Suda, or on the Suda Sayom, then through your Das you could qualify the Suda as a Suda's Kedusha. It's not just that I happen to have tahar hands during my Suda, but that through the Netila, this Netila is a Netila on that Suda. So this Netila means it's a Maisa of creating Tahiras Yadayim for that Suda. So thereby, it's like the Suda partakes of the quality of Netila because I related the Netila through my Das. So that I could still have that Kiyam in a secondary manner. But you can't. But if you're not masna, so then you just wash your hands. Now you have taharas yadayim, but it's not going to qualify the suda because there's no shaychus of the suda. It's not tekef because you can do kiddush in between, and then you never had das that it was going to go on the thing further away. You know, it was, you could span the gap of time and the tekef if in the netila itself you had in mind that it was going to go on the thing which is going to be muflag, separated in time. You know, but so that remains Tam Chiddush. But the read Tosas is holding is no. Once you get rid of Tekef, you can't have that kiyam. That kiyam is accomplished through attaching, incorporating the Netila into the Suda. The only way you could, the whole way Masna works is that you just dispense that kiyam. If you hold Shachris as Dafka, I'm just thinking maybe he holds the way you could commit Sarif. The way you could commit Sarif is not just through Das, but maybe he holds as an idea of like. When the day begins, it's like you relate to the entire yom. So it's like you could, the first thing in the morning, you can do a netila now, which will qualify the suda sayom. But maybe he'll hold, like, you can't just say, I want this netila to qualify my meal in a half hour. Maybe there's like no relationship between now and the half hour. It's like take if as a relationship, and then there's an idea like the beginning of the yom, maybe, like, is like you could relate to the whole yom in the beginning. I don't know. You don't have to buy that, but I'm not sure. Yeah, right. Maybe he holds that. If you hold that's the fact. I mean, it's still a little hard. I mean, you could say das, but if you say it's the yom, right, there's an idea of qualifying the achilas hayom at the onset of the yom. Perhaps. But I got it wrong. But we'll take this up. If you want, we can clarify in the beginning next time. But I'd like to do next time this next tosos by us and psachem kufav mabez mekabe sherefta.
All right, I can check.